And it's KVC Arts Now on KVCR, arts and entertainment in our region, as well as the people and places providing it. I'm David Fleming. Last week, we were exploring the titans of soft rock, Yachtly Crew, in conversation with guitarist and original member Tommy Bowie, known in some circles as Thomas Gardner. We heard about the EP, which was a collection of five covers, though with the Yachtly Crew stamp on them, along with one original, Sex on the Beach. The conversation continues, talking now about the recent full-length album, again mostly covers, with one original written by none other than Diane Warren. She's a fan of the band. We'll hear about that one a little bit later in the program. In the meantime, it's an absolute delight to go into the program the way they went into the album. I guess I will say for the record that I am a total nut. And so when I hit play on the album without seeing the song list, okay, then Hold the Line kicks it off.
You're like, oh, okay.
Yep, cool, that's it. Gets me every time. Now, was this one of the ones recorded before that didn't make it to the EP? Or did somebody like, let's finally get some Toto on here? We do Africa Live.
Yeah, I think it was more that. We just were like, well, it's time to do some Toto. Yeah, and I think we stayed away from doing Africa because there's been so many versions of it.
True.
That it feels like, okay, like Weezer did it. And, you know, there's been other versions and remixes and stuff like that of it.
Oh, yeah.
So we're like, let's do the one of the ones that, you know, people haven't heard redone. So we'll do Hold the Line. And, of course, as a guitar player, I go like, oh, got my work cut out for me here.
Yeah,
here we go.
You do.
But it's funny because we played Bourbon and Beyond at the beginning of this tour that I'm currently on.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the days we played, Ringo and his all-star band were also on the bill. And their dressing room was across the hallway from ours.
So did you have Lukather hearing your solo on his stuff?
So we were on a different stage than them.
Okay.
And of course, you know, we're there early setting up our stuff. And we have crew that helps us and everything. But we're there early and we're enjoying the festival, watching all the other bands. And Ringo and his team literally roll in an hour before their show. They play the show and then they're immediately gone.
Mm.
But I will say this. After our show, I get changed in our dressing room. I have my outfit on my hanger. And I come out of the dressing room and in the hallway, it's just me and Steve Lukather. And so I go, Steve, I'm like, what's up, brother? So we had a nice long chat. He's like, hey, man, whatever. And so we had almost been connected before. His son, Trevor,
yeah.
He had been to like 3 or 4 Yachtly Crew shows. He's like, oh, dude, my dad, Steve, and he loves this, da 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 da. So I just said, hey, man, your son's such a cool guy and everything, and congratulate on him. And his son's a great guitar player, too. And he said, oh, thank you. And I said, hey, I've been trying to chase your solos down for 8 years. No, I'll never get there, but I'll try. And he's like, oh, stop. He just couldn't be a nicer guy. And so we got a photo with him. If you go on our Instagram, you can see that I'm changed out of my outfit, but Sailor Hawkins is still in the outfit. So he shows up in the middle of my conversation. Like, let's get a photo. So we got a photo with him. And he's just the nicest guy. And I would love to get him on stage with us someday.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And so that was cool. And then the other cool thing was I walked by Ringo in the hallway who had, like, security with him.
Mm.
And I said, peace and love. And he said, all right.
Perfect.
And so that was my interaction with a Beatle. So I'm like, hey, I talked to a Beatle.
That's all you need. Yeah. Or all you need is love.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So this is so cool that you met Lukather on this, because The thing is, I'm, again, really glad that I'm speaking with the guitarist, with Yachtly Crew, because when it came time for the solo, still on Hold the Line, I closed my eyes, and it was Lukather's solo. I mean, except for the last couple of measures, just right before the vocals come back in. And believe me, I was listening for it.
Yeah, we added some harmonies in, I think. But again, I'm always of the mindset with this Yacht Rock stuff and Yachtly Crew in general that these songs are so legendary. Like, people don't need to hear my artistic take on a solo.
Right.
Unless it's, like, not a solo that you would sing to yourself. But, you know, if it's a solo like Hotel California at the end, like, nobody wants to hear me do it my own way. Like, listen, we want to hear Hotel California the way that Felder wrote it, you know? And so I always take that into account when I'm recording the songs. And maybe on, like, Ride Like the Wind at the end of that song, the original edit or mix of that, the guitar is so low in the mix that you know there's a solo happening, but you can't really make the notes out. So I kind of just was like, you know what? I'm going to do my own thing with this. And, like, the first few bars are the same, and then I kind of go off and do my own thing.
Yeah.
With this, with Hold the Line, it was like, okay, I got to do this the way Luke did it. I feel like we're pretty much there, and everybody that has heard it has pretty much said the same as you said. Like, it's at the end of the day, I'm a different player than he is, so I'm going to do it a little bit my way, but I tried to stay faithful to his thing,
Yeah, absolutely, and with all due respect and appreciating you as a guitarist, yeah, people aren't there to hear your jazz chops. I don't know how to say that without sounding like I'm being insulting you, but...
No, I get it. Listen, when I write my own song and I write my own solo, which I do, people come to that show, I'll do it my way. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, this band is about honoring the guys that originally did it. But, like, go back to Sex on the Beach, that has that Benson-inspired solo. That's me doing my thing. And so nobody else is going to play it like me, you know, that kind of thing. So it's all circular.
With me talking about you hitting Lukather's Hold the Line solo nearly note for note, Break My Stride, the Matthew Wilder thing, that's a great example of a new arrangement for a tune.
Right.
And, you know, it still has the same cadence, a stride, if you will, but there's a lot of guitar substituted for whatever, I don't know, Casio keyboard or whatever Wilder was using in circa 83.
Yeah, that's funny because that song has a bit of a reggae vibe to it, right?
And yeah, unexpectedly from that guy.
Yeah, in my old band from the 2000s when I was a young whippersnapper, we were very much in the Sublime 311 vein of, like, rock reggae stuff. So, again, this was like one of those instances where I was like, oh, well, I know, I'm doing the reggae thing on this. Cool. And so that really came in handy that I had that background. And for this song in particular, and then the solo, it's funny you bring that up because at lunch today, we were at a diner and Break My Stride came on. And the original recording is like the guitar solo is a very clean sound with a lot of reverb on it.
Oh, yeah.
And so, again, this is a great example of us taking the original and being like, okay, I'm going to play the solo note for note, but I'm going to crank up the distortion on it and really make it a rock and roll type of thing. That's going to be out front and ripping. So, yeah, so again, another example of I just played the solo note for note, but I think it's a different take on it.
That's a great way of putting it. He had that, oh, if I recall, it was just a wow, 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 you know, just a little bit of that, but you've got, you amped it up, quite literally and figuratively.
Need it, it's not so.
magic. There's another one. My first thought, stay with me on this one. My first thought was thinking how cool it was that you're going to be covering either Olivia Newton-John or more likely America. But then I was really excited when I was listening and it was the song by the group Pilot. Maybe the only thing that anybody would know them for, perhaps.
And sure. So, yeah. And shout out to America for You Can Do Magic.
Yes.
That's a great song.
Oh, yeah.
To do at some point. But yeah, it's a fun song that's just like one of those ones that were like, let's try this one live and see how it goes. And people just screaming it from the first time we playing it. You know, he's singing it so loud. And so that's how we know. When people are really belting it out, then that's a fun one for the set list. And then from the set list, we go, okay, well, which ones from the set list do we want to put on the album? And that one was like, well, yeah, we want to really get the songs that go over really well live and put them on the record. So Magic was one of those.
Oh, wonderful. Again, it was exciting to hear it because it's, you know, you go into this not thinking, you know, as we were talking about earlier, you know, say you're listening to a jazz album, and so many jazz albums are nothing but covers, to coin a phrase,
right.
But we don't think of it because it's its own thing when they do it.
That's part of culture, and same thing in hip-hop, you know what I mean?
They're
taking samples of other songs, but doing it in a different way, and at the end of the day, it's about creating something that people want to listen to.
Yeah,
so,
oh yeah.
If you're doing that, you're doing something right.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Show.
Walking to the stage. Come on, boys.
Ooh, I wonder, wonder who.
One thing about Lowdown, this is another, we were talking about Bon Scaggs and his works earlier, so the video for Lowdown, it's a collection or montage, I suppose, of so many sold-out Yachtly Crew shows. This type of video, I think, could have been supplemented by many tunes Yachtly Crew covers. So I'm curious if the idea was to begin with to do a video like this and it was just assigned to Lowdown. Or was there something in Lowdown which said, oh yeah, here's that momentum thing. It's showing a life on the road feeling, I suppose.
Yeah, I think it's probably more of the first one where it was like, hey, we're such a live band, you know what I mean? A live show is the thing. And so I think it was like the other songs lent themselves to a video more than Lowdown did. Because Lowdown to me is just like a vibe more than it is a lyrical thing. You know what I mean? Where it's really just about the music and the groove to me.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, no, that's right.
Something else from it. So we were like, you know what? Let's show people what Yachtly Crew is all about. And that's the live show. And that's our lifeblood. That's why I'm on the road for hundreds of days a year. So it was cool to have that so that if someone says, like, oh, what do you guys do? Go check out the Lowdown video. You'll see what our live show is like. I feel like it captures that pretty well. Like, it captures the essence of a Yachtly Crew show.
David Fleming in conversation with Thomas Gardner, a.k.a. Tommy Bowie, with Yachtly Crew. We are hearing, for the most part, about the recent full-length album Seize the Night. That's S-E-A-S, Seize the Night. And like its predecessor, the EP, Seize the Day, there's one original written by none other than Diane Warren. And the rest, a collection of so many favorites. Again, songs which you may very well know many of the words to, whether you meant to or not. I do just have to mention Come and Get Your Love. all I can think of really is that I don't think that Redbone got the attention they deserved. So I was just really happy to see this one on, well, really, any Redbone, any time. It's something that people don't typically see. So just cool stuff.
And that song in particular, I will say that the Guardians of the Galaxy movies really, you know, it's the intro of the whole series, basically. That really brought that song and yacht rock in general back into the mainstream culture, or helps to anyway. I think there's a lot of different factors, but that's definitely one of the main things that I don't think people talk about enough in the yacht rock circles, especially with the younger. We have like 8-year-olds at our shows that know all the words, and I'm like, yeah, because, you know, their parents are, oh, well, they watched Guardians of the Galaxy, and they had the soundtrack, and they loved all these songs, and I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, so on the new full-length album, Seize the Night, there is once again one original. It's The Pain of Losing You, written by Diane Warren. I just have to jump in saying many people may know Diane Warren's name, but not necessarily know a song that she sang, because she's so much more known, I think, as a songwriter. So how did you even get her? How did you get Diane Warren? Another fan?
So here's a story that it's basically, so our manager is Andy Gould, who is an industry legend. Mm-hmm. Shout out Andy. And been around forever. He started his career as a T-boy for the Beatles. Mm. And then he worked with Lionel Richie. And then he pretty much managed Rob Zombie throughout all his, you know, big growing moment, White Zombie and Rob Zombie.
Wow.
As well as, from what I'm told, he's one of the ones that helped discover Linkin Park.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, he's been around for a long time. So the story is that he was at the Hollywood Bowl and was seated next to Diane Warren, like they were in the box next to each other at the Hollywood Bowl. And they've known each other for years. Oh, hey, how are you? And she said, what are you doing? Oh, I'm managing Yacht Lee Crew now. And so she said, oh, I have the perfect song for Yacht Lee Crew. I'll send it over. So she sent over Pain of Losing You, and he sent it to us and said, hey, I think you guys should do this. It's really good. And, you know, we're intelligent people. So when Diane Warren writes you a song and says you should record it, you should do it. So we did that. And, you know, it was a little different than our version, her demo of it. But we heard that we could do it our way and it would sound like a Yacht Lee Crew song, and it would be, you know, a genre appropriate song. So, yeah, we went for it, and now we're in the Billboard Top 20 of the AC charts, which is crazy.
Are you able to articulate just how it was different between her submission to you and how you guys fleshed it out?
Sure. So myself and Matthew McDonald, one of our keyboard players, mm-hmm. we kind of sat down and we're like, okay, we're going to take her chords and do what yacht rock studio musicians would have done, which is like add more colorful extensions to them, like we were saying earlier, it's kind of jazz fusion, right? So okay. It's like instead of just a straight major or minor chord, we're going to do a minor seventh or a minor nine here. And so we did that and we added little colors in there. Other than that, it's like instrumentation stuff. We were like, we're going to have a sax solo in ours, you know, as opposed to a guitar solo or whatever it was in hers.
Gotcha.
You know, like that's a quintessential yacht rock thing. You take these little things here and there where it's still the same song, but you just sprinkle on the kind of yacht rock fairy dust on it with a little of this and a little of that, and all of a sudden it sounds like a yacht rock song.
Now, and you mentioned jazz fusion a second ago. The moment you start putting Herbie Hancock and Return to Forever and Al DeMille and whatnot into your set list, I'll be walking to Vegas to see you guys on that one.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Well, listen, Lucifer's hard enough. Now you want me to do Al DeMille? Come on.
Okay, something about the video on this one. I'm going to have to listen again, but I'm not sure that there's anything in the lyrics about a bowling alley.
No, there is not. This is just one of those, like, honestly, if you want the true answer, it
yes.
was like, hey, we have 3 days that we're home from tour. You know what I mean? What can we do? And then it was like, here's the idea. We're at a bowling alley. We have a director that has pretty much directed all of our videos. His name's Miles. He's awesome. And so we'll just send him a something like, what do you got for this one? And he'll be like, here's what we got. You know, and he did our video for Magic. He did the Sex on the Beach music video.
Okay.
He did our Christmas video for our Christmas EP. So he's great. And so he kind of just threw that whole idea together, and it was like, hey, that'll be fun. You know, it was like, there's a lot of videos that, you know, you don't always have to match the video to the lyrics. So
right,
it was
right.
fun to just be like, hey, we're going to just have a fun video shoot. And we spent a whole night, you know, we were there till like 2 a.m. at the bowling alley.
Oh, sweet.
Shooting. And the funny part about that was that we didn't rent the whole bowling alley out. We only rented 3 lanes. So imagine being bowling and like all of a sudden these sailors show up next to you and they're setting up a drum set on the bowling alley. You know, it's like, what the hell? And then like a lot of times on music video shoots, there'll be playback, right? So like,
yeah,
you're obviously lip syncing and pretend playing along with the song. But because it was at a bowling alley, we had to set it up to use our in-ear monitors. So now we're like playing, but the people around us aren't hearing the song. So you can imagine how awkward that is. You're just like, okay, well, I don't care. I'm going to make a fool of myself, you know, that kind of thing. So we're just sitting there pretending to play along to the song that only you can hear. So it was really funny in that way.
That is too fun. And I don't know. Okay, so it'd be one thing being a person going to bowl and there being a band, a music video shoot. It'd be quite another thing to be trying to play or sing or concentrate on what those words actually were. And there's people bowling and yelling, it's a strike, or doing their best Big
exactly.
Lebowski moments or whatever.
Well, listen, I'm a pro at tuning it all out at this point. And when you play live, you know, there's a lot of things happening in the audience or on the side of the stage or whatever. You got to focus on what you're doing.
Two things just to wrap this up. One,
sure.
I just read that Yachtly Crew appeared at some point, this could be years ago for all I know, on HBO's Yacht Rock, a documentary. Oh, nice. Spelled D-O-C-K.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
It came out in January of this year.
Oh, okay.
And so we had shot it probably in early 24. We shot it. They came to our show in Anaheim, and they filmed a whole concert of us playing live. And they filmed some interviews of us, too, that didn't make the cut because it was originally supposed to be like a multi-part series, and HBO cut it down to one 90-minute thing.
Mm.
And so I was talking with the director, and I was like, listen, I get it. If you're going to cut me or Michael McDonald, I guess you're going to cut, you know, Tommy Bowie interview. But so I'm not offended by it. But, yeah, it was cool to just be a part of that documentary, and I would recommend it to anybody that is new to yacht rock and trying to figure out like where did this all come from and how did this whole genre pop up without me knowing about it. It gives you the whole history from back then and also from when the term yacht rock started.
Nice. Of the songs on this album, of the new ones, Seize the Night, are they all tried and true favorites with the crowds? Or were some of them somewhat new to the band? I mean, new to actually try to play and have fun with? Of course, any song Yachtly Crew goes with would be presumed to be a big crowd pleaser.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of what our goal was setting out. It wasn't like, hey, let's learn a bunch of new stuff. With the Christmas record, it was very much, hey, let's try to learn some songs. And we recorded like 10 or 15 different Christmas songs and took the best five or six, you know?
Oh, cool.
Whereas with Season Night, it was like, hey, we're going to bring our live show to a record. Our first full-length record will be like what we do live. And so, yeah, all of these songs, obviously I'm not Pain of Losing You, but all of them we've been playing for years, and these are some of the biggest ones that go over really well with the crowd. So honestly, it was like there were parts that weren't challenging because I've been playing them so many times. You know, I was like, oh, okay, just play my part and I'll do this in one take or two takes and that will be it. But then there was other things where it's like on Reeling in the Years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's some other guitar parts that on the record you want to have on there underneath the guitar solo, but I'm like, oh, I never learned this before because I'm always playing the solo live, you know? So now I've got to relearn how to do this other guitar part and stuff like that, that the keys is normally covering or whatever. So it was a challenge in that way where it was like, oh, shoot, I have to relearn some of these songs as a rhythm guitar player, you know, not the lead player, so I'm ready to do both in the studio.
I'm going to have to go back and re-listen to that one purely for instrumentation.
Yeah. There's some different stops and stuff like that that I was like, oh, yeah, I don't really know how to count this because I'm usually playing a solo and I'm just focusing on it that way. But when you're playing rhythm, you have to kind of know where the stops are and count it out. So it was fun in that way.
I can't even remember who played guitar with him at that point. That was before Larry Carlton or...
It's Elliot Randall on the solo for sure.
For this edition of KVC Arts, it's been music from Yachtly Crew in conversation with guitarist and original member Tommy Bowie. Most of, if not all, the music we heard came from Yachtly Crew's full-length album, Seize the Night. Yachtly Crew is currently on tour with a few stops in the region in the near future and again early next year. More at yachtlycrew.com. And with that, we wrap up another edition of KVC Arts. Thanks again to Thomas Gardner, otherwise known as Tommy Bowie, and thanks to Alan Rommelfanger for the arrangements. Here at KVCR, thanks to Rick Dulock, Sandy Hodela, Adam Rainey Ruiz, Paige Chivers, and Shireen Awad. Many past shows can be found through Spotify, iTunes, NPR One, or many other podcast sites, and most past shows are at kvcrnews.org/arts. I'm David Fleming. Thanks especially to you for listening and for your support. Give any time, day or night, at kvcrnews.org/support. It'll take 2, maybe 3 minutes of your time. And again, thank you so much.